The ice cream planet. Far, far away in the Milky Way, hidden behind a cluster of glittering stars, there floated a planet unlike any other. It was round and soft-looking, with swirls of colors: chocolate brown, strawberry pink, mango yellow, and vanilla white. When other planets looked at it from space, they whispered among themselves, "That's the ice cream planet." The ice cream planet wasn't made of rock or gas like Earth or Jupiter. It was made entirely of ice creams. The mountains were scoops of mint chocolate chip. The rivers flowed with melted caramel. The clouds were whipped cream. And when it rained, it didn't pour water. It showered rainbow sprinkles. Now, you might wonder, who could possibly live there without gobbling it all up? The inhabitants were called Scoopies, tiny, cheerful beings shaped like scoops of ice cream themselves. They had round, colorful bodies and eyes that sparkled like candy drops. Some had chocolate chip freckles, some more wafer hats, and a few even had swirly soft serve hairstyles. The Scoopies loved their planet. They lived in waffle cone houses, used chocolate sticks as bridges, and slid down syrup waterfalls for fun. They took care never to eat too much of planet itself. After all, the ice cream planet was their home. Instead, their planet magically regenerated fresh ice cream every morning. So they had endless treats without ever running out. At the very core of the ice cream planet lay a glowing jewel called the Frozen Heart. It was not made up of ice cream, but a pure crystal energy. The Frozen Heart kept the planet cold enough to never melt, no matter how close the sun came. Without it, the ice cream planet would turn into a sticky puddle of goo and vanish forever. Only the Scoopies knew this secret. They guarded it carefully, teaching each new generation to protect the frozen heart, because there were rumors that greedy space travelers might one day come looking for it. And one fine day, finally, when whipped cream clouds were floating lazily across the sky, something unusual happened. A shiny silver spaceship zoomed towards the ice cream planet. The Scoopies gathered in sprinkle fields, watching in awe and fear. Out stepped a tall, lanky creature with long boots, a sparkling cape, and a nose that twitched at every smell. his eyes widen when he saw the land of ice cream. "Oh," he said, smacking his lips, "what a delicious planet. My name is General Chomp, and I declare this planet as mine." The Scoopies gasped. General Chomp was famous in the galaxy for eating entire worlds made of candy, chocolate, or marshmallows. He took a giant spoon out of his bag and stabbed it into a mountain of pistachio swirl. With one slurp, half the mountain was gone. "No, stop," cried Sprinkle, the eldest Scoopy. "This is our home. You cannot just eat it." "Ha!" laughed Chomp. "Why not? It's made up of food, and I am hungry," Chomp said in a very rude tone. The Scoopies huddled together. They had never faced such danger. Their planet always felt safe, wrapped in sweetness. But now, the frozen heart itself was at risk. If General Chomp found it, he wouldn't just eat mountains and rivers. He might take the frozen heart, and then their whole world would just melt away. The youngest Scoopy, a bright blue one named Lolly, whispered, "We can't fight him with spoons. He's too big. But maybe we can use what we do the best." "And what's that?" asked Sprinkle. "Making ice cream fun," said Lolly with a grin. The Scoopies quickly came up with a plan. They approached General Chomp and said, "We will not stop you from eating here, but first you must play the great ice cream games. It is our planet's tradition. If you win, the planet is yours." Chomp's eyes glowed with greed. "Games, huh? I love games. And if I win, I eat everything," said General Chomp. The Scoopies nodded, hiding their nervousness. The games began the next morning. All the Scoopies gathered around the chocolate fudge arena, cheering, of course. On the other hand, General Chomp had to build the tallest Sundae tower without it toppling. He grabbed scoops left and right, vanilla, strawberry, mango, chocolate, stacking them high like a wobbly skyscraper. The Scoopies, however, balanced scoops gently, adding wafers and candy canes for support. Their tower was smaller but sturdy. When Chomp placed a giant scoop of rocky road on top, his tower collapsed into a messy blob. The Scoopies won round one. In round two, They had to build the ice cream slide. Now, this was a race down the caramel syrup waterfall. Whoever reached the bottom first would win. Chomp slid down furiously, but the caramel stuck to his clothes, slowing him down. The Scoopies, small and nimble, zipped down happily, landing in the marshmallow pond with a splash. Hence, round two went to the Scoopies again. Now came round three, where they had to balance the cone. This was the hardest round. Chomp had to balance a giant waffle cone on his nose while spinning. He tried his best, wobbling left and right, but his greed made him impatient. He tried to juggle three cones at once, showing off, and crash, they fell. The Scoopies balanced their cones carefully and completed the round. General Chomp was enraged and he growled, "I don't care about your silly games anymore. I'll just take what I want." He stomped towards the mountains, following icy glow that led to the frozen heart. The Scoopies panicked. How could they stop him now? Lolly, the clever one, suddenly had an idea. She whispered to her friends, and they all got to work quickly. By the time Chomp reached the cave of Frozen Heart, the Scoopies had built something extraordinary. The world's largest sundae. It was taller than the mountains, with layers of every flavor imaginable. Rivers of chocolate and mountains of whipped cream. The scent hit Chomp's nose and he froze. What is that? "The Great Sundae," said Lolly proudly. "It's the rarest creation of our planet. You can eat it, but it will take all your time and energy. If you finish it, you have the planet." Chomp's eyes bulged. He couldn't resist. He rushed to the sundae and started eating furiously. Scoop after scoop, layer after layer. Hours passed, then days, then weeks. But the sundae kept regenerating magically, just like the planet itself. No matter how much Chomp ate, more appeared. Exhausted, bloated, and unable to take another bite, Chomp collapsed on the ground. I give up. This planet is too much for me." He stumbled back into his spaceship and zoomed away, muttering, "Never again. Too much ice cream." With his return, the Scoopies cheered. They had saved their planet, not with fighting, but with cleverness, teamwork, and of course, ice cream. Little Lolly smiled at the frozen heart, which glowed brighter than ever, as if thanking her for protecting it. From that day forward, Scoopies added a new tradition, the Festival of the Great Sunday, where they celebrated not just their delicious home, but also their courage and unity.